Today's episode is sponsored in part by Milano's Pizza and Takeout in Niles, Michigan.
They think we're lazy.
They think we're weak-willed.
They think we're entitled.
They think we're selfish.
They think we don't care about anybody but ourselves.
We are compassionate.
We are resourceful.
We are capable.
We want to make a difference in the world.
We are underestimated.
Welcome back to Underestimated, Jeanette Robertson. Before we pick up where we left off, I would like to say thank you to everyone who has stayed with me on this journey. This will be the final episode of my coverage on Jeanette Robertson. With no new leads, no one to interview, this case has been very difficult to push forward. Being able to give Jeanette her voice back is something I'm so grateful to have been able to do. Jeanette's second half of her diary is where we really get a deep look into the emotional side of her life. Some entries are small, but others are filled with emotion and a true look into what she was feeling months prior to her death. This episode, her diary will take us to the months of June to January. June 10th. I start to work Monday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I told Carol, my babysitter. The dribbles are 5 days old. They are black on top, but still no hair, no teeth, or opened eyes. Their ears are out of their head. Banjo the parakeet doesn't feel good. Want to see Daddy in the hospital at Traverse City. He looks terrible. So thin and no color. We weren't allowed to touch him or anything in the room. Took him some magazines. Kelvin, B, and Nancy went with us, but Kelvin didn't want to see Daddy, so we let them take the kids to the mall while we were in the hospital. Daddy says they think it's some type of food poisoning. June 11th. We went to Redacted in Hershey this morning to fill a Tupperware order. I will be able to get the grill for Mama. Pick the kids up at school at lunch. School's out for the summer. Alvin got off half a day too. He slept while I took the kids to the Dairy Depot for some ice cream, and then to the park. Daddy called, he's out of the hospital. I cut Kelvin Lee's hair. June 12th. Cut Alvin's hair today, must have been 8 inches off. He got tired of it being in the way. I also trimmed his beard. He almost looks civilized. June 13th. Sore throat again. Didn't go to K.H. Redacted brought over a lot of groceries that friends at KH donated. I think we will have enough food to last a month, hopefully. Hope I feel better by tomorrow, as I have to go to work. June 14th. First day at work at Gamble's. It's a lot of work. A lot of responsibility. One thing done wrong could result in a lot of dead birds. Spent most of my time downstairs in the bird room. One bird down there that I noticed most often is a yellow male parakeet that is paralyzed on his left leg. He is no good for breeding now. I might bring him home. It's hard to remember which bird gets what seed and whether or not he gets a water bottle. The babies are the most important. You have to check eggs and chicks every day. Bonnie is teaching me about fish, how to tell male from female, and what other fish they will get along with. June 15th, second day on the job. Started out watering both birds and rodents, then feeding them. I had to restock some food I bagged yesterday, as it wasn't weighed properly. The first of many mistakes to come. June 16th. Worked again. Mama came over at lunch to buy the yellow bird. She'll keep him at my house because she has too many cats. I will take him home after work. Banjo pecks at the yellow bird. They are both males, but I thought they would get along. Mama came over after work and put a pair of tissue in our cage so the birds couldn't fight. Lena came up tonight. I took a couple of loads of clothes to Mama's to wash, and I visited Lena while I was there. The kids spent the night there. Lena said she washed them tomorrow too. Good. I'll save on a babysitter. June 17th. Lena came over to our apartment this morning to visit, then drove me to work. The kids are spending another night out at Mama's. Mama took a half day off to spend time with Lena and her family. Don't know what to do when the kids aren't here. I feel disoriented. June 18th. Lena and her family left this morning. Kelvin and Nancy took Jenny and Kelvin to Cadillac. They bought Kevin Lee cars and a garage, and Jenny a blouse. Work was uneventful, except for the turtle getting out. I put him back. I got paid today. My first paycheck at Campbell's. Almost $54. The kids want to spend another night at Mama's. Mama says it's all right. June 19th. Work. Banjo is a girl. Bonnie told me that blue female parakeets sometimes have a blue cree like a boy, only lighter with white nostrils. That's Banjo. We thought she was a boy for the past year because of her blue cree. That explains her rude behavior, being flighty and biting. But it should also mean she will get along better with the yellow male. Went to Mama's after work. Brought the kids home finally. June 20th. Overslept. Didn't go to K.H. today. Mama came over for a little while this afternoon. June 21st. Went to work for a full day. 10 to 5:30. Bonnie wasn't there. I figured the roof would fall in. It didn't. She left me 3 papers of instructions. I almost got them done. Dribbles are 15 days old today. Their eyes still haven't opened. I have 1 black and 2 brown. The black one is twice as big as the brown ones. One of the brown's eyes has pus in it. I cleaned it out with boric acid. The brown ones tend to sleep with the brown male, and the black with the black female, which may explain why the black one is so much bigger. It's getting most of the milk. June 22nd. Went to work today. Bonnie told me I did a good job yesterday. Great. I bought the gerbils a larger cage with a plastic bottom. They'll have a lot more room. The black one has 1 eye open. Banjo and the yellow male are doing fine together. I also bought some water feeder dishes for the birds. June 25th. No work today. The men came over to install a washer and dryer hookups. I called the IRS today. The officer wasn't in. I put a zipper in Kana's blue jeans for her and started on Carol's pants. She has 6 she needs fixed. Made a few pot holders and read to the kids. Kelvin and Nancy came over and took the kids home to spend the night. Found the smallest baby gerbil dead this morning. I don't know why. June 27th. Woke up at 11 a.m. Alvin left to go to the junkyard to get a pilot bearing. As soon as he got back, we went out to Mama's. He finished his car, and I washed 2 loads of laundry. He chopped down some bushes that had grown along the side of the road. Then took the kids home with him in his car. I took the clothes to the laundromat to dry. Alvin met me there on his way to Larry's. Depressed. Need some company, but he didn't need me. I bought myself a whole sub at Pompey's, but couldn't eat but half. Went to Larry's to be with Alvin. Talk to me, Alvin. I need you with me. Alvin finally came home. I try to tell him how I feel, and he says he's sorry. I don't want pity, just understanding. June 28th. Got a lot of junk to do this morning. Called the IRS. They want 79 tax forms by July 30th. He was really nice about it, though. I made an appointment with a tax prepper. Cashed my check and bought both kids' tennis shoes, same size, same color. Bought cheddar chips for the gerbils, an ironing board pad and a cover, and a blouse. Bought lunch for Mama and I, and ice cream cones for all of us. Wrote up my review over chapter 15 and 16 of the Kingdom book for Tuesday night. June 29th. Worked today from 10 a.m. till 5:30 p.m. Started out with some routine. All three Fisher lovebirds were out. They bit the toe of a blue female parakeet. There was blood all over her and the flight cage. The cage has about 20 birds in it, most of them with blood on them. It is hard to tell if they're hurt or just got into blood. I cleaned the bird's foot with hydrogen peroxide and put salve on it. Bonnie told me later that toe wounds were fairly common and she usually doesn't do anything for them. I changed a pail of water out of 9 aquariums and cleaned some bird cages. Bonnie said I did a good job. June 30th. Day off. Went to the health clinic for pills. They said I won't need an exam until September. Great. I hate those horrid things. Got my pills changed. After lunch, I took the kids for a walk down the railroad tracks. Picked up a couple of interesting rocks and railroad spikes. Took Mama a Mountain Dew. She still isn't feeling well. She went downstairs to have her blood pressure checked. It was high. She threw up her lunch and still has a terrible headache. Went to guitar practice at 7 p.m. I was sick and had a terrible headache when I got home. Tried to do the dishes. Went to bed. I was cold. I covered up with 2 blankets. July 1st. Feeling a lot better this morning. July 9th. Went to the library's book sale this morning. Bought some S.F. books, including The Nest. Gory. Went to Big Rapids to look for a yellow male parakeet. They didn't have one. Had Kevin Bruce check out the Admiral's Pet Shop in Cadillac. None there. Gambles had a nice full-grown male Lou Opaline, but she wouldn't part with it. Oh well. Mama and I went to Admiral's Pet Shop to look at the birds. I spotted a cocky, green-yellow baby Keith that I liked. He had nice markings. We bought him. Took him home and Bonjo bossed him around for a while. The green bird thinks Bonjo is his mother. He expects her to feed him. July 10th. Work today. Rained. I left the windows down on the car. Mama came down with the kids to the pet department and bought some things for the birds. I paid her for the green bird. She also rolled up the windows in the car. I bought them a box of gravel. July 13th. Went to work today. After feeding all the varmints, Bonnie had me working upstairs putting plastic edges on the shelves. When I was done, I brought more models downstairs and rearranged them. They got a shipment in of toys. Boxes filled the aisle, so Bonnie asked if I would take them up to the attic for storage. Worked 4 hours lugging boxes upstairs to the attic. My face got so red from the heat and the effort that one of the girls ordered me to go to the John. Tired at the end of the day, Alvin had fixed supper when I got home. That was so considerate of him. Or did he just get too hungry? July 14th. Redacta picked us up this morning and took us for a ride out by Everett. We found Madrill's new house and talked to her for a little while. We drove back to Reed City, as Mama planned to take us to Dairy Depop for lunch. We had chili dogs, hot dogs, fries, and butterscotch milkshakes. Jonah picked us up again at 12:30, and we went to M66 to find Redacted's house. Found it, but she wasn't home. Back home, I cleaned up a little bit. Guess we will have hamburgers, squash, and green beans for supper. Gotta go to guitar lessons tonight. July 15th. Work. Found a dead parakeet and a canary. A hamster bit me while I was cleaning his cage. I got blood all over the place. Mama came over about 8 a.m. and took the kids home with her. She gets today and tomorrow off. Work went okay. I worked upstairs putting toys and stuff on the shelves. After work, Redacta came over. We ate hamburgers. I asked her to get the kids on the phone for me. Nancy yelled at me for having Redacted's ex-girlfriend, Redacted, call. Mama got mad at Nancy for hollering at me. It was very immature of Nancy. I'm waiting for her apology. July 16th. Went to Leroy. Mama took the kids and I uptown to see the parade and eat hot dogs. Kelvin and Nancy went too. Then we drove down to Johnny's Fish and Game Park. Had a nice time there. Mama had a goat by her finger, and we only took 2 painted turtle eggs home. I went to Cadillac to the animal shelter. It is only open for 1 hour on Fridays. When we got there, it was too late. Went back home to change into swimwear and get our fishing stuff. Went to Sunrise Lake. Caught only one big enough to keep. Fed worms to a lot of the fish. Saw ducks and a heron. Back home, Mama then went to Hee Haw's show. Had pizza for supper at Mama's. Got home at about 11 p.m. July 24th. Work today. Bonnie had asked me to itemize the sales and write them down on a receipt pad from now on. I guess it's easier for her to catch my mistakes that way. I sold $94 worth of stock today. My watch was an hour slow, so I wasn't prepared when it was time to go. I bought Jenny a necklace and Kevin Lee a little 57 Chevy. After work, I picked up some potatoes and spare ribs and went out to Mama's. Alvin asked me to help him work on his car. About dark, we started on the ribs and potatoes outside on the grill. That was a mistake. They didn't get done till about 10:30, and it was so dark we could hardly see. July 25th. I woke up late this morning, took a load of clothes and my sewing out to Mama's, cut out my dress and started embroidering it. Alvin hooked up the go-kart behind the lawnmower and took me out for a ride. It was really neat, but bumpy. We had a cookout later in the afternoon. There were so many bugs out. Flies, mosquitoes, and ants. It'll probably storm tonight. Nancy is getting easier to speak to, though she still hasn't apologized. July 26. Mailed in 79 tax forms, along with a $20 money order this morning. It's awfully hot and humid. Mama came over for lunch. We had BLTs, and the kids had fried bologna and cheese sandwiches. August 1st. Jinx had 7 babies last night. August 8th. Took a load of clothes, some records, and the kids out to Mama's house. Redacta showed up and taught me how to make recordings on cassette tapes. August 9th. I'm frustrated, aggravated, and disgusted. I don't like to say hate, so I'll say I don't like in this place. I don't like apartment living. So much needs to be done and nothing to do it with. September 1st. Baby Dribbles are 4 weeks old. I gave a brown and black one to Redacted and their little girl, Redacted. They already had bought a cage and a lot of extras for them. September 19th. We named two black baby Dribbles today. The girl, Cinder, and the boy, Smoke. Kevin Lee wants to name one of the brown ones Scooby-Doo. September 22nd. Went to the hospital in Cadillac with Mama for Grandma's eye operation. Took longer than usual. They had to wait for her heart to stabilize. I had to leave while she was still in recovery so I could get home in time to pick up the kids from school. Home, Ms. Kangas told me the little Dribble I gave her son David had been biting. Probably has been scared or hurt, but I told her I would give her a black one for his. The brown one seems to bite more readily. Did I do the right thing? Will the black one turn out the same way? None of my Dribbles have bit hard enough to draw blood. September 26th. Baby Dribbles are 8 weeks old today. October 25th. Today is my birthday. I didn't have work today, so I started sewing Kevin Lee's jeans. Carrie A. came over and spent the day. She was trying to find a ride to Grand Rapids to be with her boyfriend. We finally found her sister, Julie, and said she would take her. Went out to Mama's this evening. October 26th. Got to go to work today. I don't really want to. I learned that a part-time job means people don't get raises. I could work for those people for 10 years and never get a raise. With a job, I think you have to at least believe that you're progressing to be happy with it. I do as good of a job as I can for Gambles. Maybe I could get a job on the days I don't work. November 29th. Everything went rotten today. I still don't feel good and I started my period. The kids didn't have any school due to icy roads. Still no snow on the ground. I wonder where it is. Bonnie called me and told me today that I was working Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 3:30 to 7:30, and Saturday. She also gave me a 15 cent an hour raise. I'll be making $3.50 an hour. I couldn't believe it. It was exactly the opposite of what I expected to hear from her. November 30th. Today, I didn't go to work. Just sort of loft. Washed a load of clothes at the laundromat. Sure wish I had a washing machine. Mended Jenny's leotards. Mama went out to a meeting in Lansing today, so she didn't come over for lunch. I tried to take a nap, but couldn't get to sleep. After the kids came home from school, I went to town and bought a number 9 crochet hook and some yarn. Daddy called and said he was sending $50 over for Christmas. I tried to work on Jenny's sweater. December 1st. I couldn't sleep last night. Woke up about every hour. The turtle got out at work today. I can't find him anywhere. Crawled around on my hands and knees looking for him. December 3rd. Had guitar lessons today. Music is just like math to me. Everything has to add up. I went to work at 3:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. It was different anyway. Miss Bokaki kept the kids. Someone called animal control about the way we keep our turtle at work. Said he's kept in too small of a tank. I mailed Daddy a letter today. December 4th. Went to work. I found the turtle. It wasn't very busy in the morning, but it picked up in the afternoon. Made $288 in just the pet department. I only had 18 hours this week, so I didn't get paid much. December 5th. Slept until 10:30 a.m. I woke up and decided to change the bedrooms around. Alvin and I took Jenny's room because the breeze blows in at night. Jenny took Calvin's room and Calvin ours. December 7th. It's 10:30 p.m. I should go to bed, but I want to write how I feel. There's something eating away a hole in my stomach. I feel my whole inner self draining through this hole, leaving behind a vacuum. I feel as if I'm slowly being turned inside out. The vacuum is drawing me deeper inside myself, and I don't want it to happen. I've got to fight it. December 10th. I don't believe today. I went to guitar practice and found out my guitar is coming apart. I went to work and found a little turtle died. I accidentally threw away two baby dribbles while cleaning their cage. I rescued them right before I threw away the bedding. If I hadn't heard them squeaking inside the garbage bag, I would have thrown them out. Two tanks of fish have ick. December 14th. Redacted called me this morning and asked if I want to go look at guitars in Claire. We drove over and found two. One Wood for $113 and an electric Fender for $525. Needless to say, I got the Wood. Redacted paid for it and said I could pay him off by the week. I'm so happy. I couldn't believe I had a brand new guitar. I kept telling Redacted thank you. Until he must have thought I was crazy. I asked Bonnie about taking the baby cockatiel. She said to wait another week. December 15th. Went to work today and took off at 11:40 a.m. to see Jenny in a production at her school. She was real cute in her pink beret. Back at work, I had to help the baby cockatiel every hour for about 5 minutes to get him used to the sound and the feel of me. If I do buy him, he'll be easier to tame. I cleaned the guinea pig's cage and bagged some seed. Then Dave asked me to work upstairs in the toy department. Bought lima beans for supper and drove the babysitter home. December 16th. Bought a new dribble bottle this morning. Towards the end of her diary, her writing was sparse. Short entries were scattered throughout the last couple months of the year. Maybe she forgot to write, or maybe there was just too much going on in her life. However, her final entry was the longest one yet. The entry was written in a separate notebook, filling up two pages. It was the next year, 1983. Those two pages were written on January 15th, 4 days before her death. Saturday, January 15th. This morning I didn't want to go to work. I felt anxious. I had gone down to the pet department last Sunday to feed all the varmints. Usually the boss Bonnie does that, but she and her family had left for Canada the night before. She had left me in charge of the pet department until Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I worked and I thought I did a pretty good job. Bonnie had left me plenty of things to do, and I found out a lot more needed to be done. I even took it upon myself to rearrange a few things. I mean, why should the fishnets be divided and kept in two different places? Why should the medicine be hung on a pegboard right above the fish food instead of beside the medicine cabinet? There was a nice blank wall pegboard over the gravel pits. That's what I call the bins where the gravel is kept. I hung all the nets on that according to size and make sure each had a tag behind it. Then I took down all the medicine hanging over the fish food and regrouped that to hang by the shelved medicine. Bonnie had left word that I was to begin inventorying the pet department, so I started that. Wednesday came and went. I made sure everything was just right before closing. That night, Bonnie and her family returned from the trip. They stopped at the store to check up. Bonnie called me to tell me I had left my bill full on the counter, and after I tried so hard to have everything just right when she came back. Anyways, Thursday and Friday, I had off of work, and I wondered what Bonnie thought of the way I tended the shop. Did she find many things left undone? Did I leave the frozen beef heart out again to thaw into a bloody mess? Was she checking my receipt book to find if I overcharged, or worse yet, undercharged a customer? So today, Saturday, I am back at work. I get in 15 minutes earlier than usual. I go downstairs to the pet department and head straight for the checkout counter. Bonnie communicates with notes, as we don't see each other often. She works one day, and I work the next. I search the counter nervously. If I needed to be bawled out about something immediately, she would write it down and leave it by the cash register, as that's the first place I go in the morning. No note. I breathe a little easier. Now for the bird room. The bird room is actually a small room in the back of the pet department for housing all of our birds. The birds for sale are out in flight cages built into the walls with glass windows so the customers can view them, but they can be fed and cleaned from the bird room. I spend my first hour of work taking care of the birds, so Bonnie has a large pad of paper beside the door to leave instructions and suggestions and sometimes reprimands on them. When I first answered an email about a new class, I had no idea it would turn into this. I didn't know it would become a year and a half of research, questions, interviews, and learning how to carry someone else's story. All I knew back then is that I wanted to do something that mattered. That first day, I was challenged to try to make a positive impact on the world. Choosing Jeanette Robinson's case was my way of answering that challenge. After working on this for so long, it feels like I truly got to know her, not just through documents and timelines, but as a person. I got to look into her life, her struggles, and the people she cared about. And I am incredibly thankful that I was able to help tell her story and bring attention back to a case that has been in the dark for over 40 years. Jeanette truly was a warm, kind-hearted individual whose life was cut short far too soon. Even though I wasn't able to solve Jeanette's case, I know I pushed it forward every day. I followed new leads, asked questions that hadn't been asked, and helped create coverage for her when there was almost none. This class showed me to keep asking questions and don't stay silent. I also want to say thank you to the people who worked alongside me. Aubrey, Carter, Logan, Danny, Stephanie, and Riley. Your research, determination, and constant push to move this case forward is what allowed me to keep working and open up many paths for others to explore. Without your impact on this case, we would still be figuring out what road Gambles was on. As a class, we chose to call this podcast Underestimated for a reason. This experience proved to me that we are capable of big things, no matter our age. Sometimes making an impact doesn't mean having all the answers. It means showing up, asking questions, and refusing to let someone be forgotten. I answered that email and said yes to signing up for the class. And I am so thankful I said yes. I got to tell Jeanette's story. And that, to me, made all the difference. Thank you for listening to Underestimated, Jeanette Robinson. Underestimated Jeanette Robinson Season 2 was researched, written, and produced by Chelsea. Intro music by Haley. All other music by Shane Yoder. Our show artwork was done by Chelsea, and the series artwork also created by Chelsea. The Underestimated podcast is a production created in the Brandywine Community Schools Broadcasting CTE program. We want to thank you for listening, and a huge thank you to our community sponsors for supporting us and helping fund our work. please make sure to leave us a review on your favorite podcast player. And we'll be back next week with another episode of Underestimated.